It's time for the Joy of Living Show with Dr. Joy. Each week, you'll learn how to create the lifestyle that brings you joy. And to help you do that, here's your host, Dr. Joy.
What's up, beautiful people? Welcome to the Joy of Living Show, and I am your host, Dr. Joy. This segment is sponsored by CASA of New Jersey Incorporated. CASA of New Jersey Incorporated is part of a national network of nonprofit programs that advocate for children removed from their families because of abuse or neglect. I have a special guest with me this evening to discuss, is social media ruining my sex life? Al, it's about to get real here in the studio tonight.
I'm ready.
But before we get started, let's take the edge off and reduce our stress level with 3 deep breaths. For my listeners that are driving, keep your eyes on the road during this exercise. Are you ready? Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Last one, inhale, exhale. Are you calm and relaxed? I know I am. Well, let me introduce my guest here. Allison Blackman Dunham is an author. Actually, she's the author and contributor to 9 self-help books. She's a relationship expert and the co-creator of the Advice Sisters website and Leather and Lace Advice. Allison is widely credited with bringing advice genre online, with AdviceSisters.com being one of the very first advice sites focusing on the interests of women. Welcome, Allison, to the Joy of Living Show.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
So, you know, you sent me a bio that's pretty extensive. So I want you to tell my listeners a little bit more about you before getting into that crazy story that we had a discussion about.
Well, I'll make it pretty quick. The Advice Sisters began way, way, way back in the beginning of the internet when Love at AOL used to have chat rooms for relationship advisors, and my twin sister and I would go on Love at AOL and answer questions. It was kind of like having 10,000 people circle you in a virtual circle and scream things at you. But we gave advice. We were twin sisters. They coined the phrase Advice Sisters. It became a U.S. registered trademark. We started writing books. We had a website, and so the name stuck. But now I'm doing another website using our signature to kind of head and heart, or different views for every Q&A on leatherandlaceadvice.com. And I'm doing it with a male partner, Anthony Sabatini. So he gives his point of view, I give my point of view, and it's like reading the other side's playbook. You get a chance to see that men and women really don't, you know, attack questions and situations the same way. So the readers love it.
And yeah, and I had the pleasure, of course, of meeting Anthony, 2 years ago when you were on the Dr. Joy show and you had some hot, sexy topic, right? But tonight we want to talk about, is social media ruining my sex life? Now, before we got started, you said you had a story to tell. So you want to share it?
I do. I mean, Leather and Lace Advice gets a lot of letters from readers, and you should just know that anything I say that seems personal isn't. We've changed all the names and situations, at least enough to protect the innocent. But one reader wrote, and we titled this particular Q&A, Her Phone Won't Leave Us Alone. It's a real story. The reader told us that his girlfriend is so addicted to the phone that she used to put it under her pillow when they went to bed. When he objected, she put it on the table next to the bed but wouldn't turn it off. And he'd hear it buzzing in the middle of the night, and he knew she was checking up who was on Facebook or who was DMing her, direct messaging her, and all her friends were as addictive as she is. So, this was happening all the time, and she would carry 3 extra power banks every time they went out just in case her battery died. She was constantly checking her phone, and then she would make excuses to go to the ladies' room in places where she had to keep the phone off, like a concert. But the final last straw, and this ties into our sex is ruining my sex life topic today, is that while they were being intimate, her phone went off, and she just stopped what she was doing to check who it was.
No.
I think that must have been the last straw. He picked up her phone, he threw it across the room and smashed it. And then I think he left for good. So here's the point. If you're in an intimate relationship and that phone goes off, once you pick it up, the thrill is gone out of your relationship.
OMG. Now, you know what? Okay, Al's over here. He's cracking up. Okay,
it's
so
a real story.
I do believe you. Now, when you said that you were going to share a story tonight, I didn't really think that it was going to be that deep. But as you can see, I had to pick my jaw up off the floor. The chin hit the floor and cracked. So, you know what? I was going to ask you the question. So, how is social media affecting our sexual lives?
Well, I think this one is kind of an extreme case.
Yeah.
But there are plenty of them. There are pros to social media and there are cons to social media. You know, social media can connect people and it's a seductive mistress. You know, some people have love affairs and they're with their phones. And so what, even if you get together through a dating service like Grindr or Tinder or Swoon, younger people will know that those, you know, where you could swipe right or left.
Right.
Even when you get together, those habits are so ingrained that when it comes to your actual sex life, you're still doing it because it's a habit.
So is social media fueling the casualization of sex then?
Well, it's certainly easier to find. I mean, you know, if you can just go on a Facebook, on an app or Facebook and find somebody to chat with or something else, whatever you want, then it does fuel it. On the other hand, in the long run, when you get together with someone and you're face-to-face in bed, this is human interaction.
Right.
You know, this doesn't have anything to do with an app. But certainly sexting and sex chats and all these other things have made it seamless, easy, free to engage in these kinds of activities.
So have studies shown that we are having more sex, better or worse sex, thanks to social media?
Well, if you believe my reader, you're definitely having worse sex.
Worse?
You're not having any.
Wait, what? Wait a minute. Hold on. Worse?
Well, I mean, if people are so ingrained, the internet is great. And I like social media. I'm on it for business all the time. We'll get to that later.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are addicted to something, then it drives a wedge in your relationship. Just another quick story. It doesn't have to do with just with making sex better or worse, but maybe it does. My husband's first BlackBerry, he was so enamored of it that when we went on a romantic cruise, he wouldn't take his face out of it. So when he wasn't looking, I put it in the safe, and I didn't give him the combination for several days because we would have had no sex. He would have had his face in his new mistress, the phone.
Ow. Al,
yes.
Allison, you see that my chin again has hit the table.
Well,
what is up with that?
I promised that I would make sure that we had a great show.
I know.
I'm not lying.
Oh my gosh. You didn't. Oh my goodness. And oh, wow. Okay. Al, she stole his phone. Yeah, you got me again. You know, you did that to me on the Dr. Joy show. You did that to me on the Dr. Joy show, and you made me clap back, and now you're doing it on the Joy of Living show. All right, now listen.
I think I remember asking you something we're not going to repeat on the air.
You can repeat it. You can repeat it. It's fine.
I asked you what your fantasy was, sexual fantasy, and you told me. And then you told me, not only did you tell me, you told me you did it. So good for you, Dr. Joy. You're a feisty woman.
Oh, boy. Okay. I forgot which fantasy I discussed. But anyway, let's keep on going here. So does the technology limit in the way we think and do sex, effectively transforming and reconfiguring our social relationships?
Well, yes. Social media, if you consider social media, the Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, those things.
Yeah.
It certainly does because people have stopped communicating in full sentences. They're using 144 characters and emojis. And they're, so they're not, I mean, one other quick story. My husband has an office full of millennials. It's an open plan. The desks are next to each other. They text each other across the desk. They don't even, he had to teach one of them how to make a phone call. So I guess you could say that when it comes, most of sex is in your brain. It's not in your, you know, other parts. If you can't communicate, you can't be intimate. If you can't be intimate, your sex isn't good.
That's almost like common sense, but it doesn't happen sometimes. So
it
what is the
common.
It is common sense, but what do you think is the barrier? What are the constraints here?
Well, if you're not staring at your phone like this reader's girlfriend did, and you can't communicate except with emojis and 144 characters or in an Insta story or a Snapchat, mm-hmm. if your communication has been truncated to that point on a very serious level, it's hard for people to really make a personal connection. And further going forward, once you're in bed with someone, assuming it's not a one-night stand hookup kind of thing.
Yeah, we're talking about hookups
later. You need to communicate. There needs to be an element of trust that comes with communication. And then you need to communicate what you like and don't like, what your fears are, what issues you have. If you're going to reach for your phone and send a text with an emoji, it's going to kill your sex life. So I think it does impact it.
Okay, so what are some of the sex wellness apps available, and how do they measure sexual performance?
Well, I didn't even know there were sex wellness apps, to
believe
it or not.
Oh, yeah.
Because most of them are for procreation, like when are you ovulating? But there are a couple of them. For instance, there's one on Apple iPhone that will not only track your performance, but how loud you yell, how your thrusting capability and all this other stuff.
Wait. Hold the phone, back
it's
it
true.
Up. Wait, but okay, so with apps, but Allison, come on. I'm giving you the side eye. Look here, and you can see my side eye. But don't you have to, okay, so wait a minute. Okay, so I'm having a hard time here trying to comprehend how those apps work when you're in the act. Okay, so that means you need to almost do two things at once.
Well, if you're not on your phone, then you know, usually it's something you wear or a disc you put under your bed or, you know, something that measures your biorhythm.
Okay.
I haven't tried it, so I don't know. However, I think anything you do with this kind of stuff just fuels the addiction. Because what if your performance stinks? You know, and you look over time and it isn't getting better. I mean, now you're competing with your app.
See, there shouldn't be any competition in this arena. It just shouldn't. So,
well, on the other side, I know there's an app called Dudes or a website called Dudes where women can rate guys after hookups. Now, I know that there are some controls on how mean-spirited you can be. I think you can only click things like hates my dog. But, you know, we have gotten to the point where we can use this for good or for bad. You know, and there's, once something's on the internet or on an app, it's really hard to get it off. Maybe impossible.
Okay, so you know, I think this is a good time for us to take a break. So, because when you come back from the break, I want you to talk about gender wars and the double standard. I also want you to talk about the pros and cons of social media. And, you know, of course, you're going to share your advice, right?
So, absolutely.
So we're going to break right now. And when we return, my guest, Allison Blackman Dunham, will continue our discussion on is social media ruining my sex life. So don't go away.
Each year, 11,000 children in New Jersey are at risk, removed from their homes because of abuse or neglect. These children need caring volunteers to help make sure they are safe and find permanent homes. CASA for Children is the only organization that trains everyday citizens to speak as an independent voice in court for the best interest of these children. Visit CASAforChildrenNJ.org to learn how you can become a CASA volunteer and make a difference in a child's life. That's CASAforChildrenNJ.org.
Welcome back. You are tuned into the Joy of Living show, and my guest, Allison Blackman Dunham, who is a relationship expert, I can't even get my words out because I'm just so baffled here, is talking about is social media ruining our sex life? Before I ask her another question, oh my goodness, let me just state a fact, okay? According to Statista, which is a leading provider of market and consumer data, they state that in 2017, 81% of U.S. Americans had a social media profile, representing a 5% growth compared to the previous year. According to estimates, the number of worldwide social media users reached 1.96 billion and is expected to grow to some 2.5 billion by sometime later 2018. That's amazing, right? So now I'm going to get back to the regular questions here. So, Allison, are we sexually freer now and masters of our shared destinies?
Well, let's just talk about social media for a very quick second. I know we don't have a lot of time, but when I think of social media, I think of Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, YouTube. Social media also could be Tinder and Swoon and these hookup sites, and it can be porn as well. I think that social media is growing because people feel intrinsically lonely, mm-hmm. and this is the way they can connect with people. But I also think that it is fueling sort of an unrealistic idea of what your life is, what other people's lives are. They want to show you their best selves. So are we sexually freer? Maybe only in the sense that we get to look at a lot more of the things that used to be less attainable. I mean, with apps and with your phone and with social media, with social media, you can see almost anything that you want and sometimes things you don't want to see.
Yeah.
I mean, as a relationship expert, I get what are known as Anthony Weiner pics. In other words, pictures, men send me pictures of their genitals. I don't want to see this. You can block these people, but you can't unsee what they sent you. So are we freer? We're freer, but we're also slaves to what people do with social media.
Okay, Allison, now I have to crawl from, because I hit the floor. I'm crawling up. Don't give me that look. I'm crawling back up to the microphone. And okay, so let me just say this. We have gender wars, right? And we have that thing called a double standard. Are hookup apps leveling the playing field? Or do men still have the power to decide the level of relationship? In other words, hit it and quit, leave it versus relationship material. And I know this is a loaded question, but intimacy issues, are there hookup apps destroying intimacy?
Well, yes, kind of. And I think of intimacy, again, as we discussed in the first part of this, you know, chat, that it has to do with communication. One of our readers wrote to us and said his girlfriend doesn't focus on him anymore because of Instagram, because she stops every couple of seconds to take another selfie of herself. And she's more interested in taking those photos and posting them immediately on her Instagram feed than she is in him. In fact, she barely talks to him except to ask him countless times to take a picture of her. Then they go home, and it's nighttime, and she's on her phone, and she's looking to see who liked those photos. So I think it can destroy intimacy. But in respect to your other question, sites like Tinder and Swoon do level the playing field because there are plenty of women who just want sex for sex's sake. When it comes to deciding whether a relationship is going to go forward or it's just a one-night thing, most people know if you go on these apps, you're not seeking lasting love. For that, you really need to cast a much wider net and do other things. Maybe actually meet people at, you know, social occasions or through a friend, or the blind date is still the number one way that people get together for real relationships. However, the other thing about social media is that it fuels kind of an unrealistic idea of what you're supposed to do in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. Without going into a lot of description, one man wanted his wife to do a certain act. It was anal sex. He saw it on porn. He thought it looked great. He went home and then his wife grudgingly agreed, but the baby was crying in the other room. The dishes from dinner were in the sink. How much do you think this woman liked it? Like, not at all. And then he wrote to us and said, my wife doesn't like anal sex. And we had to point out that in the movies, There are lights. There's stop action. There are no babies crying in that next room. If you see something and you think that it's going to be just like that in your real life, you may be disappointed.
So are you saying that the movies are faux?
The movies project an image that people want to see, just like reality television. They're highly scripted. You can't recreate that in your own life unless you're a porn star and you have a studio.
Okay, Allison. So do you want to continue on and share, because I know you have a list of pros and cons. I see your notes over there. Pros and cons about social media?
Absolutely. Sure.
Okay.
And for the purposes of social media, I'm kind of relegating it to the ones that people use most on a daily basis, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the good thing about it is that the internet and social media, and this is kind of a no-brainer, connects or reconnects people in ways that were never available before this. You can reconnect with someone from your high school 30, 40 years later and mm-hmm. fall in love and get married. Or you can go on one of these websites and pick up somebody for the night. There's a site that has sugar daddies for sugar babies. In other words, women who or girls, pretty girls, who want to get paid or compensated for spending time with an older man, and the older men are willing to do it. I mean, there are sites for handicapped people, for farmers, for dog lovers. I mean, these were never available before. So it's also a great way to find out about someone new before you sleep with them. I mean,
well, that's a good idea.
Scams and stalkers by that. I mean, there are sites that will help you. I can't just tell you right now, but I can put a list of them up somewhere on Leather and Lace Advice or on our Facebook page. So you can actually find out if somebody has said this man has scammed me or this woman's nuts and keyed my car or whatever. It's also a thrill to change your status from single to in a relationship or married in Facebook. That's almost like an engagement ring these days. And I don't really know any statistics on this, but social media is a way to find out if the person you're with is having sex with someone else, maybe
Ooh.
Someone you didn't want them to. So, you know, how much do you trust your partner? My own husband, he's not on social media for his job. He's not on it at all. I don't check his pockets or email either. But what struck me was a recent episode of a show called Married at First Sight, where the couple's
I love that
strangers.
Show.
I do too. Mm. And about 4 weeks into this experiment, they were asked to exchange phones. And some did, no problem. And a few of them freaked out.
Oh, yes. I remember that particular episode. I do like that. I like that show. So, no, Allison, I don't think that your husband has access to his phone because it's still on aboard that cruise ship and that's safe. He doesn't have the combination. Oh my goodness.
He doesn't have a BlackBerry anymore, but he still sticks his faith in it. And we have both learned, oh, we're trying really hard. We're addicted too. Not quite to that extreme, but we try really hard to turn them off before bedtime. And that is one of my tips. You know, just don't leave it on unless you have a mother who's dying. You know,
right.
Or a child who's out really late and you're worried. Otherwise, turn the darn thing off.
Since you mentioned tips, let's go into your tips that you share or your advice on Leather and Lace with regards to sex and social media.
We're all about intimacy on Leather and Lace. It's not just about sex, although we have plenty of that too. And as I say, all of sex and all of relationships have to do with trust and communication and intimacy. If you don't talk, if you're not into each other, if you're not physically present, then your relationship suffers. Every relationship, including those at work and with your friends, and we're becoming increasingly distant, all of us. So, when it comes to something like Instagram, I'm on it too. I have two Instagram feeds, but Instagram is one giant self-indulgent selfie.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with this kind of social media, including Twitter and Facebook, is that in order to get likes and get that endorphin rush that woman couldn't stand not knowing about when she was having sex, we have to like other people, and it takes a lot of time. So we end up surrounded by a giant and insatiable self-congratulatory crowd. Really, Instagram isn't a real connection between people. It sucks the oxygen out of the room. If we form these relationships on social media because we're lonely intrinsically, we want someone to be there to share things with. It's a basic urge. So if we supplant that with other things, the urge isn't so strong to go and act on it. So, you know.
Okay. I'm so glad, because as you were so passionate in sharing your discussion, you kind of moved away from your microphone, and I didn't want to throw something at you. So I'm glad that you decided to move back in front of it. Now, so do you have any other advice for the listening audience here?
First of all, people are a lot more judgmental when they're cloaked in the anonymity of a computer screen or a smartphone, and things tend to get misinterpreted, particularly on social media. We all know it could be a place of harassment and bullying, and if you're on something like Dudes, maybe to really hurt someone's reputation. It's addictive. When you hear that ding on your phone, it's like a Pavlovian response.
Mm-hmm.
You get a sort of endorphin rush. You're afraid you're going to miss something. And I think that there are so many things that are better in life, like hugging your partner or reading a book or having a discussion. I know it's really difficult, but when you go out, put your phone in your pocket or your purse, put it on mute or turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
It may be hard at first, but you'll notice things around you. I mean, I take the subway, everyone's got their head down. I mean, you could be mugged, you wouldn't know it.
Yeah.
So I think my real advice is to know when you're getting addicted, know when you have enough. There are actually sites that will help you with cell phone addiction and social media addiction if it gets to that point. But for the average listener, all you have to do is make a conscious effort to plug your phone in the charger and turn it off for a while. And do something else with your partner. Maybe have sex with them.
So where can the listeners of the Joy of Living Show purchase your books and also get access to your website?
My websites are AdviceSisters.com and LeatherAndLaceAdvice.com. That's the sex and intimacy site. None of my books are currently on the market. I'm working on some new ones. But you can purchase my first book, which is Recruiting Love, Using the Business Skills You Have to Find the Love You Want, directly from me on my contact form on Leather and Lace Advice or AdviceSisters.com. We're also at Leather Lace ADV on Twitter. We have a Facebook page, and the Advice Sisters are at Advice Sisters on just about everything.
Okay, so I'm going to now transition. Al, how much time do I have?
We are coming up on just about a minute, Dr.
One
Joy.
One minute? That's it? All right. So you know what, Allison, I'm going to transition. Al, I had this really good, in case you missed it in the news, but since we only have 1 minute, we're going to have to talk about protecting yourself on Facebook next time. Right now, I do want to do a what and why practical wellness tip for finding your joy. The what is see the innocence in others. For many people, one of the most frustrating aspects of life is not being able to understand other people's behavior. If we focus on people's behavior, their comments, their actions, mean-spirited acts, and selfish behavior, we would most likely become frustrated or even miserable. So here's what I say. Seeing the innocence is a powerful tool from transformation. That means when someone is acting in a way that we do not like, the best strategy would be to distance ourselves from the behavior. That means look beyond the behavior to see the innocence in where the behavior is coming from. This is a slight shift in the way we think. We become more compassionate. So next time someone acts in a strange way, look for the innocence in their behavior. When you see the innocence, the same things that have caused frustration in the past will no longer. And when you are not frustrated by the actions of others, you can focus on the beauty of life. So I need to wrap it up. Allison, I want to thank you for being a guest on the Joy of Living Show. And I know that you, once that book comes out, I'll invite you back to be a guest here and also on the Dr. Joy Show. And for my listeners, I have one question before we go. What brings you joy? Create the lifestyle that brings you joy. Until next time, see ya! This segment of the Joy of Living Show has been sponsored by CASA of New Jersey Incorporated. CASA of New Jersey Incorporated is a part of a national network of nonprofit programs that advocate for children removed from their families because of abuse or neglect.
Thanks for listening to the Joy of Living Show with Dr. Joy. Join us again next Monday night from 8 to 8:30 on 920 The Jersey for more ways to create the lifestyle that brings you joy.